Hey guys, it's Jordan the Cheap Geek with the Cheap Geek Daily Tech News for Thursday, August 13th. Today was a pretty big day in portable media news, so I'm going to get right on into that with the big story. The Zune HD is officially available for pre-order at the official prices of $220 for the 16GB model and $290 for the 32GB model. Now, this is available for pre-order on Amazon.com and will ship on September 15th. Now, something to note here, on September 15th, so if you can wait, you know, a little bit, you can actually get the Zune HD in a multitude of colors. So it might be worth waiting to get the color you want, because right now you can only get black for a 16GB version and platinum or silver for the 32GB. So if you're interested in colored Zunes, you might want to wait until September launch. And in other portable media news, Apple has rumored to schedule a tentative date for a September media event the week of the 9th in September, so just before the Zune HD is going to launch. And traditionally on these September events, they like to do music-related things, refreshing the iPods, introducing new versions of iTunes, and possibly refreshing the Apple TV. That's the only other arm or piece of that market. And the rumor is that the new iPod Touch, which we've talked about and you've seen before, you know, it's possibly going to have a camera, maybe a microphone, things like that. But the pricing has leaked today, supposed pricing, I may add, of $199, $299, and $399 for the 16, 32, and 64GB version. So Microsoft may have shown its hand a little too early with the pricing on the Zune HD, and the biggest attractive feature about the Zune HD, the pricing, may be undercut by Apple before it's even allowed to get to market. So that could be a big killer for the hype surrounding the Zune HD. In other news today, Twitter announced a new API for developers and something that's going to integrate into the Twitter homepage. So if you're one who uses the web to interact with Twitter, this is talking to you. Retweeting was the act of, you know, taking a tweet that's in your feed and posting it out to all your followers for other people to see. It's a great way of sharing media and sharing good news stories. And it was never officially supported by Twitter. Well, late today, they announced that they were going to officially support that in APIs and support it on the website. So now retweeting will become a standard part of Twitter as opposed to just something that's handled on the client side, like TweetDeck or Tweety. So the details are still sparse on when this is going to launch or all the cool features that are going to be included in this, but it's a pretty cool feature, and we love Twitter news. And my last story for you today, Snow Leopard's been in the news a lot lately, and the news and the leaks and the rumors keep coming back and forth and back and forth on whether the current version is the final version. And there's been some leaks today saying that it's not, that there's some more bugs and some more things that need to be done, and that this isn't the final version of Snow Leopard. Some other reports, however, are reporting that the launch date for Snow Leopard is going to be August 28th, which is much earlier than previously reported. So, you know, take this with a grain of salt. They're all rumors, but we might be seeing Snow Leopard earlier than we thought. And the last piece of news for you today is the Apple tablet. Now, I don't like to report on rumors, but I'll give a little synopsis into what happened. Today, a poster on a popular Mac forum posted a video of the supposed interface or software running on the Apple tablet. Now, this is a, you know, traditional video. He says it was a developer kit. And the videos looked very good. It showed him interacting with a notepad, opening applications, and an interface that was running a modified OS X iPhone-style interface where you would open iPhone applications in small windows. So it's very interesting. There also is rumors today that they will not be discussing the tablet at their September event, that this was scheduled for later in the year or even 2010. So hopefully we'll see the Apple tablet when it comes around. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a really cool device. That's all I've got for you today. So check back tomorrow for all the tech news that's happened today.